All right.
I think it was pizza.
It wasn't you, it was me. Well, good morning. Boy, this makes it nice to just talk to you guys. I don't have to turn around. I was driving home one night. We were coming home from I had a basketball game. And I was driving. A friend of mine was sitting next to me. And it was dark night out, and he looked out kind of the side window, and he said, "Oh, deer." And as a driver, what do? When you hear somebody say deer, your foot goes towards the brake, right? And I did that. And then he said, "Oh, wait, an elephant." So then what would we do? We would think he's kidding around, right? So it just got me thinking about paying attention, you know, in our spiritual walk. You know, when we hear a deer up in Wisconsin at nighttime, You're on alert. You're on alert. Anytime you see them by the side of the road, your eyes are open and you're watching those. You're slowing down. You're easing up on the gas. And it just got me thinking about our spiritual walk and 1 Corinthians 10:13. And this is famous. "No temptation has overtaken you, which is common to humanity," or to you. "God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tempted, which you're unable to. But the temptation, he will provide a way of escape so that you're able to bear it." And he's given us things to pay attention and to fight some of these temptations or even distractions from your spiritual walk. Like for me, you know, I get distracted a lot, obviously, with kids. You're always doing stuff. Yesterday we were in Adele's, today Adele are up in Verona for a wrestling thing. So your time gets taken away from God, and you can get distracted. So I wrote down here, is first, watch, pay attention. Pay attention to past things that, sins that you've overcome, addictions, things like that, whether it's anger, money, food, anything, you know, just pay attention. For me, it's more something else, but I have to pay attention and make sure these things don't sneak up on me, you know, and get taken away. Next one is pray. We've been going through a prayer series, or we've just got through one. Pray to God that these things don't overtake you. Talk to God, same thing. Read, study the Word, get into the Word. Because if you're in the Word, if you're praying, you don't have time to think about all these others. You're thinking about the Lord. Another thing that came to me is, I like to do a lot is pray my spiritual language, pray in tongues. You know, just speak it out, and then your mind doesn't have time to wander. Praise and worship. Listen to music all the time. You know, that helps me to keep focused and stay away from temptation. It's a lot out there on the internet and TV and stuff like that. But then I was thinking, you know, as we're driving along, like if you see a squirrel in the road, you know, you're not too worried about it. If it runs out in front of your car, you don't want to hit it. I mean, you do everything you can. But if you hit it, you know, it's not going to do too much damage to your car or a pothole in the road, you know. But if you hit too many of those, it'll wreck your car. And if you hit too many of those spiritual potholes, squirrels, rabbits, whatever, you know, that could ruin, make a wreck of your faith. And slowly, it could take you down a road that you're no longer serving God anymore. And I think that's the most common way people lose their faith. It's a slow process. It's not a big boom all at once. Now I'm not serving the Lord. It's a slow process, slow sloping down. And by the time you end of it, you don't even realize where you're at, you know, and you're away from God. So I just want to encourage everybody. And yeah, I get a lot out of occurrences that happen to me in life, and I know that happens to pastor a lot too. We just look around and think about things. But I think if we can do this, and keep it in the front of our minds, keep it on our radar, that there are things out there that wants to take our faith away. You know, the devil don't want us to have faith. And I think, you know, it's not him. You know, God can't make us do anything, neither can the devil. And that really irritates me when somebody says, well, the devil made me do it. But it's us not paying attention and keeping our eyes focused on God. It's getting our attention on other things and not concentrating on what matters most. And that's our faith in Jesus Christ and just concentrating on Him and serving Him. So I just said, thank you and have a good day.
I'll just hang on this one for just a little bit.